KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 21 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, three adults were arrested and two juveniles cited following the execution of a search warrant late Tuesday afternoon in Corning. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said 28-year-old Natasha Stalder and 38-year-old Nicole Archer, both of Corning, were arrested on felony charges that include possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, possession with the intent to distribute marijuana, and gathering where controlled substances are used, along with a misdemeanor possession of paraphernalia charge. Archer was additionally charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs. And 18-year-old Mackenzie Archer, also of Corning, was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of paraphernalia. Two juveniles were cited and released to their parents. The Villisca Fire Department reports a barn in rural Villisca was destroyed by fire early Tuesday morning and a number of livestock were lost. Officials say crews were dispatched to Gail Fisher's property at 2778 265th Street at around 6:32 a.m. following a report of a barn on fire. When crews arrived, they found a large barn fully engulfed in flames. Additional help was called for from the Stanton and Grant Fire Departments for the use of their tankers. Authorities say the owners were unable to get a small number of livestock out of the barn, and those animals perished in the fire. And while the barn was a total loss, firefighters were able to keep the flames from spreading to a nearby second barn and a house. No injuries were reported. Officials say it's believed that an alternative heat source for the livestock may have started the fire. Crews were on the scene for about 3.5 hours. Villisca Fire was assisted at the scene by Villisca Rescue, the Grant, Stanton, and Red Oak Fire Departments, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and Montgomery County EMA. The Villisca Fire Department also thanked the Fisher family for their assistance at the scene. The Attorney General's Office in Iowa on Tuesday said a judge has ruled that a former Atlantic vehicle recycler must pay an additional $50,000 penalty for violating an environmental law and ignoring state orders to clean up the abandoned site. Fourth District Chief Judge Jeffrey Larson also ruled that Jason Wright, who now lives in Colorado, is liable for future cleanup costs and could face contempt charges if he fails to comply with the order. In his ruling issued February 21st, Judge Larson said Wright repeatedly ignored the DNR's notifications, warnings, and an administrative order to remove the solid waste and contamination left behind by his company. At trial, Wright appeared to be unconcerned, Judge Larson said, about the condition of his property and demonstrated no inclination that he intends to comply with the administrative order. That ruling is on top of an order issued last April in which Judge Larson imposed a $100,000 penalty on Wright's business, Recycling Services, LLC. The Department of Natural Resources, represented by the Iowa Attorney General's Office, sued Wright and Recycling Services on February 1st, and the case was tried in Cass County on February 5th. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced Monday to 2 years in prison for being a prohibited person in possession of firearms and ammunition. A district court judge also sentenced 29-year-old Jacob Allen Washburn of Council Bluffs to a 3-year term of supervised release following completion of his sentence. On July 3rd last year, the Cass County Sheriff's Office received a complaint that Washburn was sitting in a vehicle parked in a homeowner's driveway. When law enforcement responded, Washburn produced a valid Iowa driver's license and identified himself. However, he did not have any registration or ownership paperwork for the vehicle. Authorities say Washburn appeared to be disoriented and did not know where he was when questioned. While investigating, deputies saw a digital scale in the vehicle and Washburn was detained. A pistol was found in Washburn's left front pocket. The vehicle also contained a Remington Model 870 Express 12-gauge shotgun and a Marlin Model 60 22 long rifle semi-automatic rifle. Additionally, a bag containing 5.3 grams of methamphetamine was found in Washburn's pocket, and a bag containing 17.4 grams of meth was located inside the vehicle. Washburn admitted that he had a prior felony conviction. His case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement and the Cass County Sheriff's Department. It was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. In the funeral announcements this morning, Mark Anthony Richter, age 67, of Adair, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Mark Richter will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair with a luncheon to follow in the Fellowship Hall. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Leona Coleman, age 100, of Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Leona Coleman will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Legacy Baptist Church, which is formerly the Oakland Congregational Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Gloria Turner, age 84, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Gloria Turner will be today at 2 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Bruce Prine, age 72, of Carson, died February 16th in Texas. A funeral service for Bruce Prine will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Jason Geisinger, age 37, of DeSoto, died February 17th in Colorado. Funeral services for Jason Geisinger will be Friday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Betty Lou Christensen, age 90, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Betty Lou Christensen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Zachary Russell, age 26, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 13th. Funeral services for Zachary Russell will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Kim Ferry, age 68, of Earlham, died Sunday near Winterset. Celebration of life services for Kim Ferry will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Earlham Community Building. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Esther Messerschmidt, age 92, of Avoca, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Esther Messerschmidt will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Church in Neola. The Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home of Council Bluffs is in charge of arrangements. Mary Ann Brandt, age 85, of Manning and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Senior Living Facility. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Brandt will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manning is in charge, rather of Manila, is in charge of the arrangements. Sherry Lynn Peterson, age 71, of Casey, died Saturday. A graveside memorial service for Sherry Lynn Peterson will be held this coming Saturday at 11:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Winona Huffman, age 92, of Audubon, died February 20th. Funeral services for Winona Huffman will be next Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Mildred Stapleton, age 101, of Messina, died February 22nd. Funeral services for Mildred Stapleton will be on March the 4th at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Melvin Burnett, age 95, of Greenfield and formerly of Keokuk, died on Sunday. Services for Melvin Burnett will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.